At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket. Check out all things The Ticket at theticketfm.com. Also, the Adam Carriker Show here on theticketfm.com. Carriker Chronicles on YouTube. Type in Carriker Chronicles. Also, carrikerchronicles.com. Ladies and gentlemen, got a special guest with us at this time. ESPN's own and a Commanders insider for over 3 decades, Mr. John Keim. How you doing, my friend?
What up, man? How are you?
Dude, I am glorious. It has been a minute since you and I have talked. In fact, I think the last time you and I spoke, you were harassing me, trying to figure out if I was going to come back and sign back with the Commanders. So it's been a while, though. How you been?
I've been all right. And so people know, one of the toughest dudes I've covered. You were impressive.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. I'll give you more airtime if you're going to say such kind things. You got all the airtime you want.
There we go. Yeah.
Let's chat a little bit of Commanders. All right. Yeah. Eagles, also Bills, and the Chiefs this weekend. But let's start off with Jaden Daniels, number 2 pick in the draft. He's playing as well. I can't even think of a quarterback that's still left that's playing. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels. I can't think of anyone who's playing better at this point. He was just announced as the PFWA Rookie of the Year as well in the NFL. Give me your thoughts on Jaden Daniels' rookie campaign so far.
Yeah, it's been incredible, and it's hard, you know. He warrants discussion in the MVP or in the consideration. Not that he would necessarily win it, but it's hard to find somebody who's been more valuable to their team because he's a rookie who has never really acted like a rookie. And this was a team that was 4-13 a year ago, new coaching staff, new offense. The offense here has not done anything for, like, the last time they were top 10 in both yards and points was like 2012. Typically, they're in the 20s. Like, it's been bad. And he's lifted this place up. Now, there are a lot of other reasons why I think they've won. But if you don't have the quarterback, all the other stuff is great, but you still don't have the quarterback. And you could tell early in the spring, and I wrote a story that's out today, where Zach Ertz, who played college ball with Andrew Luck, was said that in the spring, he was telling people he reminded him of Andrew Luck because of his work ethic, the humility, but also, as he said, Andrew had a gravitational pull, and so does Jaden. Guys want to be with them, and you could see that. It's like he is just different. And then you see the talent in the field, doesn't get rattled. I think his experience in college at LSU, so many games played and started, helps. But there's just his, like, you watch him on the sidelines. There was a TV clip of him after a touchdown pass. I can't remember if it was Detroit or Tampa, where Terry McLaurin's all fired up and trying to get him fired up on the bench, and he just kind of has to get up and walk away. And like, he loves Terry, but he's like, he didn't want to get into that space during a game because he just wants to stay in a certain mindset. He's just, it's, you know, we all see everybody can see the talent, but what I've really come to appreciate and respect about him, and why you thought he could be really good, is because of everything you heard about what he put into it.
It's amazing. You referenced the turnaround from a season ago to this year. In NFL history, no team has jumped, okay, from points per game average from one season to the next with a larger jump on offense and a larger, I don't know how to put it, but they're giving up less points than they were a year ago by the widest margin from one year to the next in NFL history. Also, the largest jump in wins, as you mentioned, from 4 a year ago to 12 this year. Talk to me about Dan Quinn. So this is a guy, most people don't know this. I actually went to a mini camp before I retired with the Falcons down there. Brian Cox was the D-line coach, yelling and screaming, getting in my face. We just loved each other. But Dan Quinn was the head coach, so I got to spend some time around him for a week. Obviously, he goes to the Cowboys. Now he's at the Commanders. But I feel like, obviously, it didn't work out great with the Falcons, goes to the Cowboys, turns around their defense, gets another shot as the head coach. He's done a phenomenal job in D.C. Talk to me about Dan Quinn and the job he's done so far.
Yeah, I mean, so in that process last year, when they were looking for a coach, Ben Johnson was a guy on everybody's list. You know, the coordinator from Detroit, who's now, you know, just got went to Chicago. And he was a guy everybody knew because, you know, the offense. And then you have the number two pick, get the offensive guy. Well, they, on their their search committee, had guys like Bob Myers, who built titles in Golden State in basketball. But he knows what it takes, like what qualities you want in a coach to help get you there. It's not about the X's and the O's. It's about setting the intention of the building, setting the standards in the building. And that's what Quinn has done. And when I talk to people throughout the league, people who have played for him, people who coached with him, people who were passed over for higher positions with him, it was unanimous how much they liked and respected him. And what he's done here, he's breathed so much energy into the franchise. Now, so much is on him, but it's also the coaches you surround yourself with. If you don't hire good coaches, I don't care who the head coach is, it's gonna be a struggle. But he's done that very well, too. But it's his energy. And I think is also, Adam, like, even today, somebody asked him today, you know, have you taken a moment to appreciate, you know, your journey back here and what it's meant to you to be back in this spot? He's like, I'm not ready to do that. Like, he is laser focused on, today is Thursday, I have a press conference, I have practice, what's next, Friday? You know what I mean? And it's mm-hmm. been like that all year. So, like, the players have adopted that as well. And, you know, as Terry McLaurin said yesterday, said, like, a lot of coaches have these slogans and phrases, and Quinn has them too. Said the difference is they live it with this. And so I think, like, that all stems from him. And it's just, you know, like I said, if you don't have the quarterback, you probably aren't in this spot, but the organization would have been in a much better spot still because of what Quinn has brought.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
So here's what I'll tell you. In the limited time I was down in Atlanta, I could tell the players loved him. Matt Ryan, Julio yeah. Jones, they were in their primes at that point in time. They freaking loved Dan Quinn. So to hear this yeah. stuff up in D.C. does not surprise me at all. All right, talk to me about the matchup. The Eagles are a 6-point favorite. However, the Commanders won the last 5 games of the year. They finished on a hot streak, obviously, been winning in the playoffs. So 7 wins in a row now. They beat the Eagles 36-33, a nice comeback win in week 16. But they are a 6-point dog. Jalen Hurts, who knows how the knee is doing. Give me your thoughts on this matchup. I don't know if you can give a prediction where you're an insider, but give me your thoughts, and if you can, a prediction.
Yeah, and you know, and I like with the prediction stuff, like, you know, I don't have to do that anymore. Yeah. So, but I will say this for the matchup. So there's a couple things. The first game they played, it both were kind of, you know, it's, you can take a lot, but you also have to take it with an asterisk both times. Like the first time, Philly beat them in Philly. Washington's coming off a 4-day and a 4-day rest, off of a tough a physical game against Pittsburgh the previous Sunday. Jaden Daniels has sore ribs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, so they lost. And the Eagle, it was a good tough game. Eagles pulled away. Barkley had a couple long runs. The second game, Jalen Hurts gets hurt in the first half and has to go out. Now, they still scored 33, so it's not like the offense bogged down. They still have all that talent. But, you know, it changes the game. And then Washington had 5 turnovers in that game and still scored 36. Which is an anomaly against that defense. So it was kind of some crazy stuff. So I expect, though, another game where it's close in the fourth quarter. And the problem, if you're the Eagles and it's close in the fourth quarter, you do not want Jaden Daniels to have the ball last. You just don't, because he has shown that he will come through in that situation. So I think a couple things to look at for this matchup is, one, like you said, is Jalen Hurts healthy and able to run? Because if he is, it changes how you defend them. And it allows you to then, if he's not healthy, it allows you just to focus on stopping Barkley, force Jalen Hurts to beat you with his arm, or to prove that his legs are okay. That's the big thing on offense. And part of that goes back to an obviously interior defensive line but also the corner play. Marshawn Lattimore and Mike Sammersteel, you know, how do they do against A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith? Like, if you can, if you're doing pretty well, then I think you can, you know, focus more on Barkley. Because if, you know, they can't let him have explosive runs. Then from on the other side of the ball, the big, big matchup inside against Jalen Carter. So Sam Cosmi was their best, arguably their best offensive lineman, right guard, tore his ACL last week. Now you're going to have a different guy in there, a backup. So, you know, I don't know yet who it is, but it doesn't matter. They're not as good as Cosmi, and they're facing one of, if not the best, defensive lineman in the league in Jalen Carter. That is the matchup to watch, because he can wreck things up front for you. And if you can't get the run game even to be, it doesn't have to be great, it has to be efficient. And if he's wrecking the pass blocking, or the pass, you know, pass sets, like, that's another problem too. So how they handle that, and then can you, Vic Fangio's defense, very good at taking away explosives. Can you control the ball just through the air, though, which they've shown they can. But can you do it against that defense consistently? That'll be a challenge. But yeah, it's going to be a fun one. Cause I mean, Jaden Daniels, again, you know, in the first game was, I don't think he was quite himself. Second game, I think he was, and there was a big difference.
Yeah. Both games were within 8 points. Eagles won the first one week 11, 26-18. And as I mentioned, the Commanders won the second game. All right. 36-33. So it's going to be somewhere within 8 points. That's what that tells us. 5.5 point average for margin of victory between the two. All right. Last question. We got to get out of here. I know you do, too. Appreciate you taking the time. Bills, Chiefs. Here's what I want to know. Are the Chiefs in cahoots with the refs, and what are your thoughts on them?
Well, you know, I would say that as a defensive player, you know that they probably are, right?
Yeah. Well, like, the offense, yes.
Yeah, the offense is, right. Like, and if you get near Mahomes, Mahomes can bait guys into – you know, what looks like, you know, issues, and then they throw a flag, et cetera. We've all, you know, here's what I think it'd be fun for the NFL if the Bills got over that hump. And, you know, just to watch, just with that fan base is so terrific and you know, hardened, that if they could get back there to see what they could do. So I think, you know, and it's, but man, it's such a hard place to win. But this Bills team feels, I don't know, it feels different. And Josh Allen having such a great year, I think they kind of need to do it, don't you?
I am very tempted to take the two underdogs, all right, because Eagles are favored by 6, the Chiefs by a point and a half. I'll give my official predictions tomorrow. But if somebody said, Adam, predict right now, I just, with Jalen Hurts' knee being up in the air, I would take the Commanders and I would take the Bills. But I got another day to think about it. I appreciate you taking the time. It was good to catch up with you. And thanks, John.
It was great hearing from you, Adam. Talk to you soon.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Until next time, go Big Red. And always remember to throw the ball.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even. Like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations, because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.